Shalom, shalom, Israel. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Israel. First off, all praises to the Most High and His Son, Yahweh Shai. Today's class, pride is detrimental to Hebrew health. Pride is detrimental to Hebrew health. If you don't know what detrimental means, it means damaging. It means damaging. It's not a good thing. It's like... It's like eating sweets every morning and you want your teeth still to look good, you know. That's very detrimental to your mouth. Cavities. We gotta understand something, man, about this life that we live. This life we live, one thing that cannot be on an Israelite is pride. Okay. You can be dealing with something that can damage your life forever. If you don't reach out, try to get help, have some kind of spiritual discernment, it could damage you for the rest of your life. One thing I know about people that have pride on them, they always the ones who ain't never nothing wrong. Hey man, everything good? Yeah, we good, we good. How your family doing? Everybody, oh yeah, we all right. Yeah, we good, we good. Anybody tell you that their household is perfect, I can point at a liar, man.
Right.
You know, we as being deacons and captains and elders in this truth, man, we have to deal with things in our household. You think getting your house in order was a one-night thing? I came in there and I checked my house, and ever since then, we've been perfect. That's a lie. You know, that's the thing we need to get past. Pride. That's killing Israelites. That's killing camps. That's killing some of the brothers that we used to see as the most knowledgeable brothers teaching on the street. It's destroying and killing them.
That's right.
We gotta work on that, man. Pride is killing our brothers. Give me Romans 15:4.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 15 and verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime.
You got to understand one thing about this Bible. This Bible is the Israelite handbook to life. This Bible is the Israelite handbook to life.
That's right.
It's able to help you in any kind of circumstances that you're dealing with in your life. And we ought to learn from it. A lot of times we push it aside. And guess what? When we push this word aside, y'all don't know what you're really doing. I'm going to get to that point. Read on, huh?
For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning.
Read.
That us
being the true children of the Lord through patience, read.
That we through patience and comfort of the scriptures.
Of the what?
Of the scriptures.
Read.
Might. Have hope.
This is where our hope lies. This is your guide to life. This is what's going to help you with everything you got going on in your life.
That's right.
A lot of brothers out here fighting with different things, different spirits. If you don't have this Bible, if you're not reading and trusting, the most important thing of it all is trusting in the Word. That's the biggest thing of all. Let me show you right quick. Sirach 33. Sirach 33 and verse 3. Let me show you something, man. Read that.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 33 and verse 3.
Matter of fact, read 32 and 24, then we're going to drop to verse 3. Read.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 32 and verse 24. He that believeth in the Lord taketh heed,
observes, obey, read.
To the commandment.
To his word, read.
And he that trusteth,
read.
In him shall fare never the worse.
His recompense is going to be great. Read on. Matter of fact, drop to verse 33 and 3.
Chapter 33 and verse 3.
Uh-huh.
A man of understanding.
A man that has understanding, read.
Trusteth in the law.
He trusted in the law. He trusted in the Lord. You trust his word to be a part of your life and to guide you. That's what a lot of us fight with. We don't really trust his word. We don't really trust that if we eschew evil, we can live a righteous life. If we keep his commandments, we can walk in his perfection. We don't really believe that. Read.
And the law is faithful.
And the law is what?
And the law is faithful.
He said, and the law is faithful. His word is faithful. Read.
Unto him.
Read.
As an oracle.
As a what?
As an oracle.
As an oracle. As a divine word. As an oracle. He said, whosoever speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. You got to understand what this Bible is telling you. But a lot of us, we learn this word and we start to live this word, and then we go off to another planet and start being something that we're not. Give me Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, chapter 8. Let me show you, man. It's very detrimental. It's very damaging to an Israelite. Go ahead, huh?
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 8 and verse 13.
Read.
The fear of the Lord.
The what?
The fear of the Lord.
There are attributes that go with the fear of the Lord. There are things that go with the fear of the Lord. Give me Job 28 and 28. Job 28 and 28. These are the things we really be fighting with, but we kicking against the pricks because we fighting with them because we don't want to do them. Read.
This is the book of prophet Job, chapter 28 and verse 28.
Read.
And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord.
He said, behold, the fear of the Lord. Read.
That is wisdom.
What is the fear of the Lord?
That is wisdom.
Read.
And to depart from evil.
And to do what?
And to depart from evil.
Read.
Is understanding.
Is what?
Is understanding.
How can you begin to walk in this walk and not understand when you have pride on you? You have just made a covenant with an evil thing. You have just made a covenant with an evil spirit. Pride beats a man down because pride, it takes you away from what truly belongs to you. It takes you away from what's truly yours. How can you have a job and work this job to perfection if you got pride? Because if you got pride on you, you don't need nobody to tell you how to run the machinery. You already know everything. But you just got this job. How did you just get a job and you already know the ins and outs of that machine? You first have to have help to learn that machine. But if you don't accept it, get your hand cut off because you don't know how to work it, your pride made you lose your hand.
That's right.
I'm trying to get you to see what pride is really doing to you. But I'm going to show you way better then I can tell you. Psalms 111:10. The book of Psalms, chapter 111 and verse 10.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 111 and verse 10.
Read.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding.
In order to have that good understanding, read.
Have all they that do his commandments.
Have all they that put his commandments in action. Read on.
His praise endureth forever.
Read on. Go to 112 and 1.
Chapter 112 and verse 1.
Read.
Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord.
Blessed is he that feareth the Lord. Read.
That delighteth greatly.
Delighteth what?
That delighteth greatly.
Read.
In his commandments.
This Bible should be your daily bread.
That's right.
This Bible should be your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. This Bible should be everything that it's supposed to be to you. You should be dwelling. You should be reading. You should be enjoying your scripture. It say, because we serve not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and gladness of heart. That's the whole reason we where we are right now. It should be joy for you to know who you are. It should be joy for you to walk this walk. It should be joy for you to have a brand new family that you don't have to worry about. The brother trying to sleep with your wife. You ain't got to worry about a brother trying to get you for your paper. You ain't got to worry. All you got to do is say the word, and your brother's at your door, knocking on your door, seeing what you need.
Right.
This is a new foundation, a new family, a new way of life. And we got to understand what it's really going into. Give me Proverbs 1 and 7.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 1 and verse 7.
Read.
The fear of the Lord.
The what?
The fear of the Lord.
Read.
Is the beginning of knowledge.
Of what?
Is the beginning of knowledge.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. This is the way, man. The wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge. This is the way. All we trying to tell you is to walk ye in it. Walk ye in this truth. Sell out to it. A lot of y'all get out here and y'all go work for Esau harder than you ever did anything before in your life because you see that paper coming, that check. But since you don't see that, you don't see that glorification of the kingdom straight offhand, you don't work as hard for the Lord as you do Esau, as you do these other nations. And what that does is the Lord see that you don't really love him like you should. And your punishment is well deserved. Read.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
Uh-huh.
But fools,
but what?
But fools
read.
Despise wisdom and instruction.
That's a man or a woman or a child that has pride on them. He's calling you a fool because you despise what we need mostly, what we need greatly. Our way is reproof and instruction. Our way is to be taught and to learn and to grow. Our way. You can't do that if you got pride on you. The fear of the Lord, man. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord, man. A lot of y'all don't understand what the fear of the Lord is. I'm telling y'all something. If you don't have that love coupled with fear, you're not going to walk in this truth the right way.
Right.
You can say love. If you don't have that love and that fear, I'm going to tell you something. My children know I love them, but my children also fear me. They have a little bit of fear that daddy, if they say the wrong thing to daddy, something might happen. I'm just being honest with you. And that's that fear that we should have toward the Lord.
Right.
That if we don't do what he say do, something's going to happen. I know y'all felt it. A lot of y'all felt it before y'all got in the truth how much turmoil we was going through. Doing drugs, being whoremongers. Damn, they're getting diseases, barely getting away from something that could have took your life.
Bring it out.
But you still act like you don't understand. Read.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 8 and verse 13.
Read.
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil.
Is to what?
Is to hate evil.
Let's deal with that is to hate evil right quick. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Hate evil. So you got to ask yourself something. If you got the spirit of pride on you, you hate yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you got the spirit of the Lord on you, you hate evil. So that means you hate. We're going to read it. Let's go. Let's give me Psalm 139 and verse 17. Psalms 139 and verse 17.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 139 and verse 17.
Read.
How precious also are they thy thoughts unto me.
How precious are his thoughts unto him. See, we're supposed to have the same mind that the Lord has. Because that spirit that's on us, when he called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light, we're supposed to have his thought process.
That's right.
Read.
Oh God.
Uh-huh.
How great is the sum of them?
How great is the sum of them? The addition of his thoughts to our mind. How great are they to have knowledge, wisdom, and understanding?
Right.
Read.
If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand.
Read.
When I awake, I am still with thee.
When I awake, I am what?
When I am awake, I am still with thee.
He said, I am still with thee when I'm awake. I'm still rolling with you when I'm woke. He letting you know when he was asleep, he was in darkness. But when he woke, when he started to see the light, he with him. He daily. It says Enoch walked with God, right? That means he was walking in his word. Read.
Verse 19. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked,
mm-hmm.
O God.
Read.
Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men.
He told the sinners to get away from him. Let's see why. Read.
For they speak against thee wickedly.
Because they speak against our Father wickedly. You see it all the time. You see it in the Christian church. You see it in these brothers that's on the corner acting like they're Israelites, but still not preaching the word, teaching the word.
Bring it out.
They really, those are the bloody men. They in sin out there.
That's right.
It's very important that you examine what you say. Read.
And thine enemies.
And who?
And thine enemies.
These are enemies of the Lord. These are enemies of God. So if they're the enemies of the Lord and God, how do they feel about the righteous? How do they feel about the just?
Bring it out.
They are enemies too. Read.
And thine enemies take thy name in vain.
Take his name in lies. They preach his word teaching lies.
That's right.
Read.
Do not I hate them, O Lord.
Do not I what?
Do not I hate them.
Read.
O Lord, that hate thee.
Do not we hate those that hate our God. Some of y'all don't have that spirit. Some of y'all got that God loves everybody spirit.
Bring it out.
And I love you too. The apologetics. We're not hearing that. We're not feeling that. We hate whoever oppose our God. Read.
And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee.
And am not I grieved. Do not I take it to heart of those that rise up against thee. When you rise up against prophets that's out here teaching that word, it's grievous unto me. Those who are teaching the truth, it's grievous unto me. Those who are fighting for the Most High, it's grievous. Those who are fighting to take care of the Lord, that's grievous unto me, man. I hate that. Read.
I hate them with perfect hatred.
I hate them with perfect hatred. I know we got somebody in the audience. God don't hate. Prove it. I'll wait. Read.
I count them my enemies.
I do what?
I count them my enemies.
He said, I count them that hate thee my enemies. I hate them with a perfect hatred. You understand that? I hate whatever hate God. I hate whatever hate this hate our heritage book. I hate whatever hate the things that he asked us to do in this book. Y'all don't understand. Why y'all got them fringes on? Don't wear them fringes in my house. Really, sister? Really, brother? Read.
Search me, O God, and know my heart.
That's it on that. That's it on that. Last verse of 22. Give me Sirach 15:13. Let me show you about your God, man. Let me show you about your God. Brothers out here thinking God about a high five.
Yeah, bro.
Bring it out.
High five.
Nah, man. God about that business. And if you're not keeping his word, keeping his way, you're going to have to deal with that mouth. You're going to have to suffer the chastisement. And y'all think just because he ain't no lashes on your back and your teeth ain't getting knocked out your mouth, you're not being punished. We live in the ghettos in every city, every state. We got to go to the white man for everything we need and that we want. We got to go shop in the stores of all the rest of the nations and feed their families and send their children to get educations to this wicked education system. We putting their children in Benzes and Lexuses and Bugattis, and we striving to take care of their families.
That's right.
And you can barely take care of yours. Read.
This is the book of Sirach. Chapter 15 and verse 13.
Read.
The Lord hateth all abominations.
What the Lord do?
The Lord hateth all abominations.
Read.
And they that fear God.
And they that fear God, because you got to remember, those that fear God are the same ones that love God. He said, they that fear God, read.
And they that fear God love it not.
We hate it too. They that fear God, we don't have love for wickedness. We don't have love for homosexuality and lesbianism.
Bring it out.
We don't have love for Sinners Life Matter. We don't have love for wicked brothers out here child molesting children. We don't have love for brothers out here raping women. We don't have love for whores out here selling their body for a nickel.
Right.
We don't have love for that. He say he hated all abomination.
That's right.
We don't, huh?
He himself made man from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And left him in the hand of his counsel.
What did he leave man?
And he left him in the hand of his counsel.
He left us in the hand of his counsel. His counsel is his Bible. His word. His counsel. This word shall endure forever. His law shall endure forever. He left us with the counseling of the word. He left us with the counseling of his prophets. Right. Now it's up to you to discern a righteous prophet and a wicked prophet.
That's right.
If I see a prophet in a strip club, that's a wicked prophet.
That's right.
You feel what I'm saying? If I see a prophet out here on the street collecting money on the Sabbath, that's a wicked prophet.
That's right.
If I hear a prophet say, if you ain't in this camp, you ain't in the truth. If you ain't up under so-and-so, whoever, and it's not the Lord and it's not the Most High, that's a wicked prophet.
That's right.
I'm just being honest with you. Because we represent the Most High. And you should carry yourself as such. Read.
If thou wilt to keep the commandments.
If you will keep these commandments, read.
And to perform.
And to what?
And to perform.
And to put in action, read.
Acceptable faithfulness.
What is acceptable faithfulness? What is that? Acceptable faithfulness. He said, show yourself approved unto God. Acceptable faithfulness. That means you walking in this truth. You walking through this Bible. And what you see, you keep. And what you don't understand, you don't have pride on you when you can ask about what it means. Read.
He have set fire and water before thee.
He said he set fire and water before us. Y'all understand what that is? He set fire and water before us. Read.
Stretch forth thy hand unto whether thou wilt.
He said, stretch forth your hand to whichever one you will. You going to put your hands in that fire? Or you going to receive that everlasting life through the water?
Bring it out.
Through the washing of the water by the word. What are you going to do? See, pride make you put your hand in that fire.
That's right.
A humble spirit, a submitting spirit, he going to stick his hands forth to the water. And he's going to receive the word. Read.
Before man is life and death.
He sets life and death right in front of us. Read.
And whether him liketh shall be given him.
And whatever you liketh is going to be given you. So if you like that world, you like that dope, you like this drug, you like whores and you like hanging with whoremongers. And if you like that, that's what you're going to get. But if you like walking in righteousness, doing what thus says the Lord, walking in his ways, being good to your wife, man. Taking care of your children, man. Having your home in order, man. If you love these things, it's life in front of you. Read.
For the wisdom of the Lord is great.
The wisdom of God is what's great. Read.
And he is mighty in power.
Mighty in what?
And he is mighty in power.
Read.
And beholdeth all things.
And beholdeth and seeth and knoweth all things. Read.
And his eyes are upon them that fear him.
And his eyes are upon them that who?
That fear him.
He's keeping a watch and protecting over those that what?
that fear him.
Read.
And he knoweth every word of man.
Read on.
He hath commanded no man.
He hath did what?
He hath commanded no man.
Read.
To do wickedly.
To do what?
To do wickedly.
Read.
Neither hath he given any man license to sin.
He ain't gave nobody permission to break his laws. He ain't gave nobody permission to not do his word.
That's right.
He give you free will. You got a free will offering. What's your free will offering going to be? Is it going to be submitting yourself unto the Lord? Or are you going to have free will to go out there and burn in this world?
Bring it out.
See that lake of fire? It's right outside your door.
That's right.
It's right out there. You got to choose. He said, hey, you can stick your hand in this fire or you can stick your hand in this water. You can choose death or you can choose life.
You know?
Which one you going to choose? A lot of y'all playing Russian roulette with your soul.
That's right.
Give me Proverbs 16 and 6.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 16 and verse 6.
Read.
By mercy and truth iniquity is purged.
Is what?
Is purged.
It said by mercy and truth. Sin is purged. Read.
And by the fear of the Lord.
And by the fear of the Lord. Read.
Men depart from evil.
How do men depart from evil? By the fear of the Lord. So if you got love and it's not coupled with fear, you're not going to make it.
Bring it out.
You're not going to make it. You telling me you don't fear the judgment, brother, you're not going to make it. Because if you don't fear the judgment, guess what you're not going to do? You're not going to love him enough to do what he say.
Right.
Mm. Give me Proverbs. I'm going to Proverbs 6 right quick. We're going to shoot back where we were. Proverbs 6 right quick. Proverbs 6 and where we at? Proverbs 6. I'm trying to see where we at. 19? No. Let's start at 16.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 6 and verse 16.
Read.
These six things doeth the Lord hate.
Uh-huh.
Yea, seven are an abomination.
Seven are what?
Seven are an abomination.
Read.
Unto him. A proud look.
A what?
A proud look.
He hates a proud look, man. A proud look. A proud look. Read.
A lying tongue.
A tongue that speaks deceit. When you lie, you hate your brothers and sisters.
That's right.
Read.
And hands that shed innocent blood.
And hands that shed innocent blood. Speaking of the righteous wickedly. Those hands have shed innocent blood. Read.
And heart that deviseth wicked imaginations.
A mind that seeks out wicked imaginations. He seeks out to do what's on his wicked ass mind.
Bring it out.
Read.
Feet that be swift in running to mischief.
As feet that be running to the mischief. Those who can't wait to see a fight. Two sisters arguing. They can't wait to get over there and see what's going on. Two brothers out here about to blow each other's brains out. We can't wait to be an audience.
Bring it out.
You got to think about that, man. How wicked can you be to want to see another brother get his head blown off? How wicked can you be to want to see a sister get her teeth knocked out of her mouth?
Bring it out.
How wicked can you be? Read.
A false witness that speaketh lies.
Uh-huh.
And he that soweth discord among brethren.
Do you know that's what prideful people do? They don't want to be taught nothing. They don't want to learn nothing. They're going to push what they think they know on you.
That's right.
And no matter how wrong the scriptures say they are, they're going to keep pushing it. And ready to fight or go down with it or die for it. In order to do what? Mislead brothers.
That's right.
That's blood on your hand. Some of our brothers need to learn how to open their mouth, man. Because they don't understand that pride, it goes before destruction. Proverbs 8:13.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 8 and verse 13.
Read.
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil.
Read.
Pride.
What?
Pride.
One more time.
Pride.
Let's get it, man. Sirach 21 and 1. Let's get it, man. Sirach 21 and 1. You get tired of prideful brothers. You know how it is when you become an older man, you know. You become an older man and you done been through everything. And I got four boys. You know, I done been through everything my boys, my boy, each one of them. I've been through everything that all of them going through. Each one of them, all four of them. And before they listen to you, because you old, you don't know what you're talking about, they'll listen to somebody that don't know what the hell they're talking about. You know what I mean? So pride, it'll have you seeking out things that is not good for you because you think you're listening to a friend or a significant other, but you got a daddy. You got a daddy at the crib that been through everything y'all been through. In this truth, you won't talk to him because he gonna say something you don't want to hear. Pride. Read that.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 21 and verse 1.
Read.
My son, hast thou sinned?
My son, hast thou sinned? Art thou in sin? Read.
Do so no more.
He said, do so no more. How can you do that without examining your spirit? How can you do that without stepping forth, forgetting your scriptures, and examining thyself, seeing that if ye are in the faith, except ye be reprobate, rejected of God? Read.
But ask pardon for thy former sins.
He said, but ask pardon for thy former sins. Read.
Flee from sin.
Do what?
Flee from sin.
Brother, check your spirit. Change. Repent ye therefore and be converted. Read.
As from the face of a serpent.
As from the face of what?
As from the face of a serpent.
Understand that, Israel. Read.
For if thou comest too near it.
If thou get too close to it. Read.
It will bite thee.
It will do what?
It will bite thee.
So if you got that dope in your pocket, it's going to bite you.
That's right.
You feel what I'm saying? If you got that porno DVD at your house, it's going to bite you. If you got an alcohol problem and you got that liquor on top of the refrigerator, it's going to bite you.
That's right.
If the weed man live next door, it's going to bite you.
That's right.
Come on, man. He said, don't come too near it. It will bite you. You know what that really tell y'all is, when this Bible give us Hebrews 10 and 25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, when it's telling you, get around your brothers, man.
That's right.
Before you lose it all.
That's right.
Get around your people. Get your life right before it's over with. But you don't want to listen. So you still hanging in the cup with Nino Neal. You know.
Bring it out.
Come on, man. You hanging with people that's bad for you, bad things going to happen.
That's right.
He said, don't come near it. It shall bite thee. Read.
The teeth thereof are as the teeth of a lion.
You ain't never seen a lion get on a gazelle. And when he hit him in his throat, he don't let go. He gonna hold that. He hit that vein, hit that main artery there in that neck. He don't let go.
Bring it out.
What you think drugs do to you? What you think this world do to you? It'll hold on to you, man. It won't let go.
That's right.
Read.
Slaying the souls of men.
Do what?
Slaying the souls of men.
He just said, them teeth of a lion. He said, they slain the souls of men. So what teeth he talking about? What is the lion? What does the lion represent? Whatever got a hold of you so bad that you can't do what God tell you to do. Whatever's clawing you onto you that you can't walk in God's way. Whatever got its teeth in you, won't let go. That crack won't let go. That weed won't let go. That dope won't let go. That powder won't let go. That whack won't let go.
Bring it out.
That wicked sister that you pay for that monkey won't let go.
Bring it out.
You hear me? Yeah. It won't let go of you if you don't want to change.
No.
If you keep putting your foot in the mud, you eventually gonna slip and fall.
That's right.
Read up.
All iniquity is as a two-edged sword.
Is as a what?
It has a two-edged sword.
Yeah, I heard this. Somebody say cut going in and cut coming out. That two-edged sword. All iniquity, all sin. You can't run from it. You can't get away from it. Read.
The wounds whereof cannot be healed.
They what?
Cannot be healed.
Amen. You either gonna let it go and clean up and get right, because you got mercy and grace right now. You got mercy and grace to get it right because you're still here. You're still living. When he put your lights out, it's too late to ask for forgiveness.
Right.
When he put your lights out, it's too late to say, God, forgive me, please. Can you save me? It's too late for that. You got all the opportunity to get it right. Read.
To terrify and do wrong will waste riches.
Will do what?
Will waste riches.
Read.
Thus the house of proud men.
Thus the house of what?
Of proud men.
Read.
Shall be made desolate.
Shall be made empty, desolate, without light.
That's right.
Darkness, sin. That's what's going to happen. How long are you going to hold on to it? How long are you going to hold on to it? Sirach 10 and 7. How long are you going to hold on to it? I'm going to show y'all something here in a minute. Sirach 10 and 7. Go ahead.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 10 and verse 7.
Read.
Pride is hateful.
What is pride?
Pride is hateful.
Read.
Before God and man.
Before God and man. Pride is hateful. People hate a prideful brother, man. I'm good. Everything all right with me. Ain't nothing going on with me. I'm straight. I'm good. You know, I'm just keeping the commandment, man, doing everything I'm supposed to do, man. But we ain't going to see you on the Sabbath.
Bring it out.
Yeah. You know, just doing everything I'm supposed to do, man. You know, I'm just. But see, you're starting to miss out on everything God has planted you to be. That's what I don't like. Pride. Read.
Pride is hateful before God and man. And by both doeth one commit iniquity.
Commit what?
Commit iniquity.
Pride is sin. Read.
Because of unrighteous dealings.
Because of unrighteous dealings. Read.
Injuries.
Uh-huh.
And riches. Got by deceit.
Got by what?
Got by deceit.
Read.
The kingdom is translated from one people to another.
So somebody just going to take your place.
That's right.
Soon as God snatch you out this truth because you don't want to boot, somebody just going to take your place. Same thing at these jobs we work. They don't care about us quitting. They just going to put somebody in your spot. Read.
Why is earth and ashes proud?
Why is earth and why are these Negroes proud?
Bring that out.
Why? Why is earth and ashes proud? We weren't created from the dust of the earth.
Bring it out.
Read up.
There is not a more wicked thing than a covetous man.
Than a man that wants something that somebody else got. Than a man that want to walk like another man's walking. Than a man want to be like another man. Ain't nothing righteous about a covetous brother. Read.
For such as one setteth his own soul to sell.
Uh-huh.
Because while he liveth, he casteth away his bowels.
He say, while he liveth, he casteth away his bowels. Now I'm going to show y'all what that's dealing with. Read on.
For when a man, Shlaki, verse 10, the physician cutteth off.
The physician.
Shlaki. The physician cutteth off a long disease.
The physician cutteth off a long disease. Do you know what we do? When we get out here and we break the pride off these people that we teaching on the street and they finally walk into the school, what we have done, man, is cut off a long carried on disease.
That's right.
Read up.
And he that is today a king,
uh-huh,
tomorrow shall die.
Shall what?
Shall die.
Read.
For when a man is dead, he shall inherit creeping things,
uh-huh,
peace and words.
They're going to eat of his flesh. Read on.
The beginning of pride.
The beginning of what?
The beginning of pride.
Read.
Is when one departeth from God.
He said the beginning of pride is when one departeth from God. Do you know when you depart from God, what you're departing from? You're departing from reproof. You're
right.
Departing from instruction.
That's right.
You're departing from your way of life, your heritage, the way you're supposed to walk. You're departing from life.
Right.
You just chose death when you depart from God. You just chose death. Give me 1 Samuel 16 and 14. You're departing from your way of life. You say we can make these decisions. I mean, you got free will to do what the hell you want to do. But at the end of the day, was it a good decision? Go ahead, Al.
This is the book of the 1 Samuel, chapter 16 and verse 14.
Read.
But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul.
What did the Spirit of the Lord do?
Departed from Saul.
He said the Spirit of the Lord, it departed from Saul. Read.
And an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him.
So, did he not say, I bring it down to the ground, I rise it up, I make it richer, I make it poor, I kill, I make alive. Read that again, up.
But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul.
So we know having the Spirit of the Lord are those seven strong spirits. So having the Spirit of the Lord, it had departed from Saul. Read.
And an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him.
And an evil spirit from the Lord had troubled him.
Right.
Y'all got to understand what that's going into. Give me 1 Samuel 15 and 1.
This is the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 15 and verse 1.
Read.
Samuel also said unto Saul,
uh-huh,
the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people.
So Saul had became king of Israel. Read.
Over Israel. Now therefore, hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord.
But on one condition, you have to hearken or hear the words of the Lord or do what's asked of you. Read.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, remember that which Amalek did to Israel.
Remember what Amalek did to Israel when they came against us? Read.
How he laid wait for him in the way,
uh-huh,
when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek.
He said, go and smite Amalek. Now remember, Saul's supposed to do everything that the Lord tells him to do.
That's right.
Read.
And utterly destroy all.
Wait. What did he say?
And utterly destroy all.
He said, utterly destroy all. Everything. Read.
That they have.
Uh-huh.
And spare them not.
And spare them not. Read.
But slay both man and women.
He says, slay the men and the women. Read.
Infant.
Slay the infant. Read.
And suckling.
The babies too. Read.
Ox and sheep. Camel and ass.
Slay everything. Kill everything.
That's right.
Whatever's in the land, kill it. That's what he told Saul to do. That's what he gave Saul permission to do. He said, kill every damn thing. Everything in the land, smite it.
That's right.
Drop to verse 13.
Verse 13. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him,
uh-huh,
blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord.
Understand, this Saul speaking to Samuel. Read.
And Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in my ears?
So what's the sound of the animals in my ears? Read.
And the lowing of the oxen, which I hear.
Read.
And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites.
Uh-huh.
For the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God.
Uh-huh.
And the rest we have utterly destroyed.
Did he tell them to save what was good to sacrifice it unto him? Or did he say, kill it?
Bring it out.
The pride. The pride. Saul seen the people. Saul. Also throw them under the bus. The people brought it back. But the pride of him wanting the love of the people, he didn't do what thus says the Lord.
That's right.
Read up.
Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night.
Uh-huh.
And he said unto him,
read.
Say on. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight,
uh-huh,
wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel?
He said, when you was small in thine own sight, when you didn't think much of yourself, he made you king of Israel.
That's right.
Read.
And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel.
Read on.
And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners of the Amalekites,
uh-huh,
and fight against them until they be consumed.
Read.
Wherefore, Then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord.
Wherefore, then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord. Read.
But didst fly upon the spoil.
Read.
And didst evil in the sight of the Lord.
And didst evil in the sight of the Lord. Read.
And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord.
He said, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. Evidently, he was hard of hearing. Evidently, he needed to clean the earwax out of his ear because he didn't hear what the Lord said do. Read.
And have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek. And have utterly destroyed the Amalekites.
Did he utterly destroy them, or did he just say he brought the king back? Read.
But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen,
read,
the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal.
In Gilgal.
Gilgal.
Read.
And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices?
Does he have great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice? This is a similitude of the new covenant. Read.
As in obeying the voice of the Lord?
So do he have pleasure in your what you do, what you say, instead of obeying his voice? Read.
Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice.
Read that again.
Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice.
I'm telling y'all, man, pride is killing our people. Read.
And to hearken than the fat of rams.
Read up.
For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
It says what?
For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
Rebellion is just like witchcraft. Read.
And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry.
Read. I'm telling you, man, you in sin when you don't want to do his word. You in sin when you think you know more than he know. You in sin when you out here telling people it's okay.
No.
I'm not gonna tell my people it's all right to sin against the Lord, bro. I'm gonna tell y'all, man, this is what that is.
That's right.
I'm gonna go a little far back for you. Hey, you keep playing games, you're gonna blow the candle out. Read up.
Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. He hath also rejected thee from being king.
Understand what your pride can do for you. It's gonna snatch you right out the building. It's gonna snatch you right out the truth. Give me Psalms 18 and 20. It's gonna snatch you right out the truth. You're gonna be back out there in the streets doing the same shit you were before you came in the truth, bro. And it's hard on me to watch my brother suffer like that. But I ain't gonna shed a tear. It's just hard to see you go through the same thing and you know better.
Right.
Read up.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 18 and verse 20.
Read.
The Lord rewardeth me according to my righteousness.
The Lord rewardeth me according to my walk. Read.
According to the cleanness of my hands.
According to how I have cleansed myself through the scriptures, how he has cleansed me through his word. Read.
Have he recompensed me?
Read.
For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God.
Have not did what?
And have not wickedly departed from my God.
So to depart from God is a wicked act. That's a wicked thing for an Israelite. Read.
For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me.
He said, obey my voice. He said, give me Proverbs 4 and 1 right quick. I'll let it say it for itself. Proverbs 4 and 1 right quick. We're coming right back. Proverbs 4 and 1. Let me show you what he did.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 1.
Read.
Hear, ye children, the instructions of a father.
He heard the instructions of his father. Read.
And attend to know understanding.
And he attended to know what this word was going into, what this word was about. Read.
For I give you good doctrine.
He knew that God had gave us good doctrine. Read.
Forsake ye not my law.
He never forsake God's word. He never departed from his word. Let's go back. 23:18-23
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 18:23 I was also
upright before him. Read.
And I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore, have the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness.
Has the Lord paid me back according to how I walked in his word? Read.
According to the cleanness of my hands and his eyesight.
In his eyesight, according to how God wants to see us. Read.
With the merciful, thou wilt shew thyself merciful.
Read.
With an upright man, thou wilt shew thyself upright.
Understand what he's saying. When we walking in his word, when we doing what he say, when we not in our own spirit doing our own thing, he got our back, bro.
That's right.
Read.
With the pure, thou wilt shew thyself pure.
Read.
And with the forward,
and with the froward, with the disrespectful, with those who don't want to comply with the laws of God, those who don't want to walk in his word. Read.
And with the floor, thou wilt shew thyself glory.
He going to give you back what you dish out.
That's right.
Read.
For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down high looks.
Will bring down the proud looks. Read.
For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness.
He will enlighten my darkness. He will bring me out of darkness. He will shed light upon me. Read.
For by thee I have run through a troop.
I have did what?
I have run through a troop.
Read.
And by my God have I leaped over a wall.
The circumstances, he's breaking them down through the word. He could deal with them through the instruction. So how you going to deal with life and you won't take any instruction, you won't reach out for help, you won't ask for counseling, you think you know it all? How you going to get to that point? Psalms 51:11 I just want to deal with that cry for spirit. It's in the building. It's in the building. But I want that spirit to lead. Read.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 51:11 Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
How many of y'all asking this of the Lord? How many of y'all are asking this of the Lord? How many of y'all saying, Lord, don't take thy Holy Spirit from me. Don't cast me away out your eyesight, out your presence. A lot of y'all think you got it all. You know it all. You don't have to ask them for that no more. You good. Sirach 10:13 Sirach 10:13
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 10:13
Read.
For pride is the beginning of sin.
Pride is the beginning of sin because you have separated yourself from God's law, statutes, and commandments, the oracles of the Lord, his word. Read.
And he that hath it shall pour out abomination.
He that hath it shall pour out abomination. His words will not any longer speak with God. They'll be speaking against God. Read.
And therefore, the Lord brought upon them strange calamities.
Strange calamities. Read.
And overthrew them utterly.
And overthrew them utterly. Read.
The Lord hath cast down the thrones of proud princes.
Proud what?
Proud princes.
He cast down Saul, didn't he? Read.
And set up the meek in their stead.
And set up the meek in their stead. In their stead. He set up David in his stead. Read.
The Lord hath plucked up the roots of the proud nations. And planted the lowly in their place.
Understand you. What you don't understand is you just going to be replaced. You can either get help, get yourself right, get yourself together and walk. Or before long, somebody will be walking in, you'll be walking out. Read.
The Lord overthrew countries of the heathen and destroyed them to the foundations of the earth.
Read.
He took some of them away and destroyed them and have made their memorial to cease from the earth.
And they are forgotten. Read.
He took some of them away and destroyed them and made their memorial to cease from the earth.
Read on up.
Pride was not made for man.
Pride was not made for man. Read.
Nor furious anger.
Nor what?
Nor furious anger.
Read.
For them that are born of a woman.
Those are things that can take us off course.
That's right.
Pride and furious anger, because the action after that ain't nothing but trouble. Somebody can blow your head off.
That's right.
Read on up.
They that fear the Lord,
read.
Are a sure seed.
They are a sure seed. The Most High can count on them to take care of his business. Read.
And they that love him, and an honorable plant.
They that love him, they're honorable plant. Why? Because they're going to receive his food and they're going to grow. Read.
They that regard not the law are a dishonorable seed.
Or a what?
Are a dishonorable seed.
So did you see how he put the law in the place of fear and love? He let you know what it takes. Read.
They that transgress the commandments are a deceivable seed.
Are liars. Deceivable. Their mouth is full of deceit. Come on, Israel. It's not hard to know the definitions of these words. Sometimes I wonder, are you reading? Give me Mark 7 and 16. Mark 7 and 16. Go ahead, the book of Mark, chapter 7 and verse 16.
This is the book of St. Mark, chapter 7 and verse 16. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear.
If you got ears to hear, then that means you can understand. Read.
And when he was in. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable.
Read.
And he said unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man?
Listen to the key words, thing. From without entereth into a man. Read.
That whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him.
It cannot defile him. Let me show you what's going on. Read.
Because it entereth not into his heart.
It entereth not into his mind. Read.
But into the belly.
Read on.
And goeth out into the drought, purging all meats.
Purging all meats. Read.
And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man.
That which cometh out of the man, because whatever going into his mind is what's going to come out his mouth. Whatever comes out of a man, it defileth a man. Read.
For from within, out of the heart of men.
Out of the heart of men, the mind of men. Read.
Proceed evil thoughts.
Proceed what? Proceed evil thoughts out of the mind of men. So that's why you got to be careful what you feed your mind. You have to feed your mind this Bible. If you feed your mind daily TV, if you feed your mind Facebook all day, what's going into your mind is eventually going to come out your mouth. You're going to be feeding somebody else that bull. Read.
For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries,
read.
Fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit,
lasciviousness,
an evil eye,
read.
Blasphemy,
read.
Pride,
what?
Pride,
what?
Pride,
read.
Foolishness, all these evil things come from within and defile the man.
Whatever goes into your mind is going to come out. Whatever you feed in your mind is going to come out. So if you hate your brother, you hate your brother, it's eventually gonna come out your mouth. If you reading lustful love diary books, you know, that's eventually gonna come out your mouth.
Right.
You feeding yourself wickedness, it's gonna eventually come out your mouth. But if you feed yourself righteousness, constantly endure, stay in your scriptures, you know, this book was written for our learning. Through patience and comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. That's what it's talking about. Give me Proverbs 8 and 13. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 13. Trying to get you to shake that prideful demon off of you.
That's right.
Or do the Harlem shake out the door. Read.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 8 and verse 13.
Read it.
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil.
Uh-huh.
Pride.
What?
Pride.
Read.
And arrogancy.
And what?
And arrogancy.
So pride, evil, pride, and having arrogant spirit, arrogancy. Read.
And the evil way.
Let's deal with that arrogancy right quick. Give me 2 Edges 8 and 50. 2 Edges 8 and 50. This one seemed right without it. Read it.
This is the book of 2 Esdras, chapter 8 and verse 50.
Read.
For many great miseries shall be done to them that in the latter time.
In the last days, in the latter time, read.
Shall dwell in the world.
Dwell in what?
Shall dwell in the world.
Read.
Because they have walked in great pride.
We got brothers in here that walk in great pride. They have pride is arrogancy. I'm gonna show you. I know some brothers that got an arrogant spirit on them, man. And if they don't shake it, they're gonna lose everything they got.
That's right.
Household, wife, child, everything. Because they can't shake that arrogant ass spirit they have on them. Excuse my language, man. Sometimes I just gotta speak what's true. Isaiah 13 and 11. Isaiah chapter 13 and verse 11.
This is the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 13 and verse 11.
Uh-huh.
And I will punish the world for their evil.
He say he's going to punish the world for their evil. Did he not say great miseries? Great miseries shall be done to them that in the latter time shall dwell in the world. Read.
And the wicked for their iniquity.
And the wicked for their sins. Read.
And I will cause the arrogancy.
The what?
The arrogancy.
Read.
Of the proud.
Of who?
Of the proud.
He said, I will cause the arrogancy of the proud. They run together. Read.
And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease.
To what?
To cease.
He gonna cut it off, man. Read.
And will lay low the haughtiness.
And lay low the what?
And lay low the haughtiness.
If you don't know what haughtiness means, it's a person who thinks highly of themselves. Read.
And I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible.
Of who?
Of the terrible.
He considers the haughtiness of a person to be terrible. That's a terrible thing, man. Terrible. Pride. Arrogancy. Terrible, man. But we got people to carry them spirits. Proverbs 8 and 13. Let's finish it out. Proverbs 8 and 13.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 8 and verse 13.
Read.
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil.
Is to hate what?
Is to hate evil.
Read.
Pride and arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
And the evil way.
And the evil way. Read.
And the froward mouth.
And the froward mouth. Read.
Do I hate?
Do I what?
Do I hate?
The Lord hates that, man. The Lord hates that. And we got so many brothers that's dealing with it, man. And I hate it that it's on you like that. That it's on your spirit like that. I sit back and I've been in here for a while, and I have watched pride destroy spirits constantly. Destroy spirits constantly, because brothers didn't want to get that pride. Check that pride at the door, And when they can't check their pride at the door, they hurt themselves.
Right.
Do me a favor. Give me Acts 9:1. Give me the book of Acts, chapter 9:1.
This is the book of Acts, chapter 9:1.
Read.
And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest.
Went unto what?
Went unto the high priest.
Read.
And desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues.
Read.
That if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem.
So y'all know this is when Saul was taking the children of Israel, those who believed and walked and did the word of Christ. He was taking them and persecuting them. Read on.
And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth.
Read.
And heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
Because if you go and you read your scriptures, you understand when you do something to somebody that's walking in his righteousness, you're doing it to him.
That's right.
Read.
And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Yehoshaphat, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
It's hard for him to kick against the pricks because he has no understanding of what's going on with him right now. Read.
And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will thou have me to do?
He said, what would you have me to do, Lord? Read.
And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul rose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man.
He said when his eyes were open, he saw no man. He didn't see who was speaking with him. Read.
But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat nor drink.
Y'all don't understand what that's going into, but I wanted to bring that out, how it says that he was without sight. Because when you go into it, man, it's really talking about him not eating or drinking. He wasn't getting fed the word. And when it goes into his sight, y'all think that Saul was blind. I broke this down in the class before, but I'm going to give you something right quick. Give me Job 41:15. Matter of fact, don't give me that yet. It said, and he was 3 days without his sight, neither did eat nor drink. Right? Now I want you to drop down to, give me verse 18. Book of Acts 9:18.
This is the book of Acts, chapter 9:18.
Read.
And
after he had got with Ananias, I want to bring you up to date. After he had got with Ananias, this is what happened after Ananias was teaching him. Read.
Verse 18. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales.
It said that fell from his eyes that had been scales. So what scales fell from his eyes? Read on up.
And he received sight.
And now he can see.
Bring it out.
Read.
Forthwith, and arose and was baptized.
He said he was arose and he was baptized. If y'all go into what was going on with the baptism with John, he was feeding them the word. That's a baptism.
That's right.
So now give me Job 41:15. He said the scales fell from his eyes after he got with Ananias. Ananias was teaching him. So what were those scales? 41:15, Job. The book of Job, chapter 41:15.
This is the book of Job, chapter 41:15.
Read.
Behold, now behemoth, Behold, now behemoth.
41 and 15.
41. This is the book of Job, chapter 41 and verse 15.
Read.
His scales.
His what?
His scales.
It just said his scales fell from his eyes. Let's see. Read.
His scales are his pride.
Or what?
His pride.
His scales are his pride. He was not literally blind. He just didn't have the understanding.
Read it out.
So his eyes, the scales that fell from his eyes was his pride. Because guess what? Paul was a Pharisee.
Bring it out.
He knew these scriptures. He knew this Bible, but it was something that he didn't know. And right. He was blind to the understanding of it.
That's right.
And Ananias had to teach him. Read up.
His scales are his pride.
Uh-huh.
Shut up together as with a closed seal.
His scales are his pride. It was shut up together as a closed seal. Give me Isaiah 29 and 9. Give me Isaiah 29 and 9 right quick. Let's see what the, let's see, it was shut up. His eyes were closed as a closed seal. Let me show you something. Read that out.
This is the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 29 and verse 9.
Read.
Stay yourselves and wonder.
Uh-huh.
Cry ye out and cry.
Read.
They are drunken.
He said the children of Israel are drunken. Read.
But not with wine.
But not with wine. Read.
They stagger.
They stumble. Read.
But not with strong drink.
But not with strong drink. Read.
For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep.
They are now in darkness. Read.
And have closed your eyes.
What did he do?
And have closed your eyes.
Read.
The prophets and your rulers, the seers have the he covered.
He covered their eyes. He covered their understanding. Read.
And the vision of all his all is become unto you as the words of a book.
As the words of a what?
As the words of a book.
Read.
That is sealed.
That's where he didn't have the understanding of what the new covenant was about. Read.
Which men deliver to one that is learned.
Which men had, they take this, they take these scriptures, they deliver it to someone who's supposed to be learned. Read.
Say, read this, I pray thee.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I cannot, for it is sealed.
I cannot, because I don't have the understanding. Read.
And the book is delivered to him that is not learned.
Because they just trying to get somebody to have some understanding. Read.
Say, read this, I pray thee.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I am not learned.
I am not what?
I am not learned.
I am not learned. I do not know what's going on with these scriptures. I am unlearned. See? When you got pride on you, you can't understand a damn thing that's in there.
That's right.
When you got pride on you, you're going to see what this stuff is. You're going to see the words in this book your way. And not the way the Most High see it. And not the way he wanted to explain. Y'all got to remove them scales from y'all eyes, man. Remove that pride so you can get built up. Or stick your hand in the fire. If you don't want the water, that's where your hand going anyway. On that, we say shalom.
Shalom.